You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Alright, welcome back everybody, and it's bowl week for your Baylor Bears! Just kidding, they're 1-10, Blake.
Alright, if some of you saw on Twitter, new logo, new S, completely new podcast. We're huge SEC fans, Roll Tide Roll, huge
Roll
Big
Tide!
Tide, Big Ten, loving Conference USA, new logo, new us, who dis? Just kidding, guys.
Go Badgers!
We got a nice new logo with our first somewhat official sponsor. Don't know if they know their official sponsor, but they hooked us up with a logo. We got to go give a shout out to HF Custom Solutions and Mr. Joe Brown for organizing that for us.
Thank you, sir.
We're same old takes, still fans of everything we have. We got college football playoff rankings came out. We got TCU and Washington State still in the hunt. I mean, it's a long shot, but still in the hunt.
We're back. We're kind of back.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about last week in our first segment. Honestly, kind of a boring week of college football.
Yeah, not much happened this week. No really big games unless the only actual game that had any meaning of somewhat significance was maybe the Oklahoma State Kansas State game, because Oklahoma State still had an outside shot at the Big 12 championship, but they're
yeah,
not.
And then UCLA almost knocking off USC, right. Not really, but kind of. The only source of intrigue was when Miami was down at half, not looking so hot. Virginia taking it to him, but then the fucking turnover chain comes out of nowhere and just the defense in Miami defense in the second half, they look like one of the best defenses in the country.
They
move so damn fast and they turn the ball. I was watching a highlight this morning of a safety coming from essentially the left hash, streaking down the field in a cover three hole basically and picking off an outside stop route. And I was like, that's fucking insane. He was just reading the quarterback's eyes straight up. There's no way that was in his coverage. It was the outside wide receiver. He's just looking him down. He picks it off, takes it six, starts the turnover chain gang. It's absolutely absurd how fast they are.
The remake of the U, and I love it, man. They're back. They've been back. It's so much fun to watch Miami have a good football team.
They are back. And then, the Kansas State game, that was that quarterback, whatever his name is, they have a quarterback that can throw that's been sitting on the bench this entire fucking time.
I know.
What is going on?
This dude was just airing it out. Every play was a deep ball. They had three plays over 60 yards for touchdowns.
That was an absurd game to watch. It was entertaining. Wrecked Oklahoma State's hopes, but damn, that just shows you how deep the Big 12 is.
Shout out the freaking Coach Schneider, the human zombie, getting K-State just, bowl eligible again. Unbelievable job that guy and his coaching staff does each year, getting the Manhattan Kansas State Wildcats bowl eligible every year. It's just unbelievably impressive to me.
He's a legend. He's got a huge coaching tree. Bob Stoops is on that list. Gary Patterson's on that list. There's a ton of them. I can't even list them all off the top of my head. But dude knows how to coach. Dude knows how to teach coaches. He's a legend. He truly is a legend.
Yeah, it's amazing that I think Skylar Thompson, their QB, was fourth on the depth chart to start the season, and he's leading them to a bowl game now.
Delton was the one playing on Saturday, though. Whoever the fuck.
No, Skylar Thompson.
Was it really? I don't even know who the fuck plays quarterback for them anymore.
He's a freshman, dude.
Damn. All right, well, shit. That's crazy. Crazy shit's happening in Kansas State. They just find quarterbacks out of nowhere, pull them out of their fucking ass. Second segment. A little college football playoff rankings. What'd you think? It just came out fresh, brand new. What'd you think?
First thoughts, not much changed. I love that Miami's 2. They're finally giving Miami some love. I think Wisconsin should be in there. I think Wisconsin should probably be in the top 4 because they're undefeated and beat and just handled Michigan. And they're undefeated. They should be in there. I mean, they really should be.
They have to be at this point. Like, I don't understand. Like, I get it. They're giving Clemson a break for their loss. Quarterback was down. But Wisconsin has to be in there at this point. 11-0, haven't lost a game. They just handled a team that the College Playoff Committee considered a top 25 team last week, but then drops them off this week after losing to Wisconsin. I mean, it's a little bit absurd that they're not in, but I guess I get it. I mean, they're trying. It seems like they're trying to get Ohio State in, to be honest. I feel like that's. I feel like looking at these rankings and seeing the possibilities of what could happen. I feel like they're trying to sneak Ohio State in for a fourth year in the row.
They are. That's exactly what they want to do.
It looks like it very possibly could happen now.
It is. I mean, Ohio State's sitting at 9. If they win the rest of their games and they play undefeated Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship and win, who knows what they're going to do? Who knows?
Yeah, we will have to see. I mean, top 7 hasn't changed. I don't think that Notre Dame's better than Ohio State. I think Ohio State should be over Notre Dame. I think USC and TCU are both better than Penn State and Notre Dame.
I agree completely.
I mean, TCU's better than Notre Dame. USC got trounced by Notre Dame, so you can't really say that shit. But, yeah. I think 8 should be Ohio State, 9 should be TCU, 10 should be USC. No, actually, 10 should be Washington State. How am I forgetting about our Cougs? And then 11 USC, 12 Penn State, Notre Dame. No, 12 Notre Dame, 13 Penn State. I think that's how it should look. Actually, no,
I don't think Penn State's that good.
I think UCF should be up there in that mix, too. I think they should be up at like 11, 12, 13 range. I think you got to be. I mean, if I would say, I said it last week in my rankings, UCF, if they're undefeated in an 18 playoff, they should get in.
Yeah, in an 18 playoff, definitely.
So, I mean, you have to put them up there in that – I think you have to put them up in there in that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 mix.
I want to talk about that real quick. An 18 playoff, I just had a great idea. Here you go. Automatic bids. Winner of the Power 5 conferences and the best group of 5 champion. That's 6 automatic bids. Your final 2 are at-large bids.
Yeah, it's hard to give it to the best out of 10 champion because you could have a 3-loss American champion or like a 3-loss Mountain West champion. Like, you're not always going to have the undefeated 1-loss team that should be there. So I think that you should have a spot open for a non-Power 5 team that's undefeated to get in. But a 1-loss non-Power 5 team, I don't think they should get in, really.
Yeah, you would have to put it as, you know, if they're ranked a certain level, you know, kind of how they do in the bowl tie-ins where they have to be, you know, ranked above number 5 or number like 17 to get in or something.
Yeah, they'd have to be in like top 8 or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, then other than that in the college football rankings, I mean, I think Michigan State's too high. Shouldn't be over Washington, I don't think.
No. Washington's a better football team than Michigan State.
Yeah, it's just the little stupid things that they have in here right now. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But let's move on. Move on to our next topic. It's one of our favorites. Big week. A big week for it this week. It's the coaching carousel.
I love it, Blake. It's the pieces are falling.
I mean, the pieces are falling. Jim Mora out at UCLA. The groomers are flying about Tennessee. Ooh. Chip Kelly, Florida rumors flying. It's absolutely, like, this, for the rest of the season, is the second biggest storyline of all.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what happens during the week, it's, where's Chip Kelly going? Where's John Gruden going? Which, I don't think John Gruden's going fucking anywhere, but we'll see. It's possible. You never know with Gruden. Big time wild card, especially if ESPN needs to clear up some cap room. But I don't know. Let's talk a little bit about Gruden going to Tennessee. Gruden, I don't think he's ever really coached in college, has he?
He never has. He's been an NFL guy from day one, I'm pretty sure. I think he was an assistant. He was a position coach in the NFL and then moved up the ranks to coordinator, then to head coach.
So he's been a little bit of time. Graduate assistant at Tennessee. Okay, so that's where all the Tennessee ties are fucking coming in. Southeast Missouri State passing game coordinator, Pacific tight ends coach. Then he jumped to the 49ers as an assistant and moved up the NFL ranks from there. Honestly, I don't – if you need to turn a program around, if you have a coach leave and you get a high-profile name that's going to be able to recruit and just like – but the program's in a good spot, I think Gruden's a great hire. To turn a program around that's in as bad a state as Florida and Tennessee are, I think he's an absolutely terrible hire.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you literally have to start from the ground up at Tennessee. It's in shambles. They've just been getting their ass kicked week in, week out. You need a coach who's really going to, you know, invest the time, you know, the cliche, like sleep in his office. And I don't think Gruden is the kind of guy that's going to, you know, go out and really, you know, mine the X's and O's of each single player on his team, which is what he's going to do, you know. I mean, Gruden's a good face, a good head coach of a franchise, but, I mean, I don't see him as a college coach at all. I mean, I don't like it.
I mean, he's just never done it before, so I don't know if I see him, like, being able to put together, which is a completely different ballgame. You have the off-season in the NFL to watch film, do all that shit. You do all that, but you're recruiting, you're on the road, you're moving, there's a million different parts. You're dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds, not professionals, they're not getting paid. There's disciplinary issues. It's a much less mature client. You can't just – they sign four-year scholarships now. You can't just cut a player because you don't like him. He's an attitude problem. You have to be able to cultivate a locker room is a lot more important in college and having that attitude. Back when I was coaching and manager for TCU, like, you could tell the years that we were going to be really good and not that great, not based simply on talent, but based on how the locker room, how the team interacts. Like at TCU, Brandon Carter single-handedly made us four extra losses in the year we were 4-8 in the Big 12 because he was that bad of an attitude guy. Brandon Carter, Devontae Fields, they got together and basically wreaked havoc on that entire locker room and brought down a whole season for TCU.
Yeah, took one of the most talented seasons we had in with sheer athletes and just ran into the ground.
The offense could have been really good that year. There was a lot of talent on that team. It was one of the more talented teams Gary's had, but attitude guys made it like shut it down. So if you think that Gruden's just going to be able to like come in and learn how to do that when he's never done it, like I think that's a little bit insane. I think it's super naive. Of an AD.
All I've been seeing is all these Tennessee fans like, we have to get Gruden. Just open the checkbook to Gruden. Why would you hire a guy that has never coached a major college franchise or a major college, you know, university? He's never done this, Blake. Never. Why would you throw the checkbook at him when you have no idea what he's going to do? I mean, the last time he coached was, what, 6 or 7 years ago in the NFL, and the game is just a completely different and changed now. I mean, the dude hasn't been coaching football in forever.
Since 08. He hasn't coached football since 08.
That's almost 10 years.
His record, his NFL record is 185. So he's just slightly above 500.
Wow. Wait, 185?
185.
Ooh. God. So, I think.
I mean, that doesn't jump off the page.
No.
Especially when you have to win 12 games a year. You have to win 100% to guarantee your spot in the playoff. I mean, in the NFL, it's a little bit different. Having a winning record is a big win. But just to, like, for a comparative basis, when won 54% of his game. Bill Belichick won almost 70% of his games. So there's almost a 20% difference in, like, elite coaching status. Yeah, Belichick's one of the greatest, but to be able to win national championships in college football, you have to be one of the greatest.
You have to be.
Unless you are Larry Griffin and you inherit someone else's team, but he had Butch Davis. He inherited Butch Davis's team.
Yeah, which is a dumpster fire bag of shit team.
Well, I mean, he built the U. Butch Davis built the U, and then Larry Coker inherited it and won that national championship. Come on, haven't you seen the documentary, the U Part 2? Wasn't a dumpster fire of a team.
Yeah,
it was an incredible team. They fell off the wagon because Larry Coker couldn't keep it going.
That's true.
You're right, it turned into a dumpster fire after that.
How many schools did Larry Coker coach at?
I mean, he's at UTSA right now, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't really know much about Larry Coker anymore. He might not even be at UTSA anymore.
No, I think he's gone now.
Let's Google Larry Coker real quick.
This is a deep dive on Larry Coker right here. This is the only podcast you get this.
You don't get this everywhere. Ben, put some elevator music on. Out of coaching.
Out of coaching, yeah. Thought it.
Left UTSA in 2015.
Yeah. What do you think about Chip Kelly to Florida rumors?
I think Chip Kelly's a fucking idiot if he goes to Florida over UCLA.
Oh, me too. He needs to go back to the Pac-12 where he owns.
Idiot. He knows how to recruit California. You can get Texas kids to UCLA because it's a fucking gorgeous campus, and you just sell them the LA lifestyle. Like, UCLA is an untapped gold mine that has been shitty for so long. And honestly, Jim Mora, not a good coach if he can't win at UCLA. Like,
no,
I know no one's done
coach.
It in a while, but it's an incredible job just on, like, where you're positioned and, like, what you can recruit from and, like, what you can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chip Kelly needs to go back to the Pac-12 where he owned and he dominated for years. I mean, his Oregon teams were straight ballers. I mean, when he bolted for the NFL, his team the next year went to the playoff under Helfrich, and Helfrich is a terrible coach. That was all Chip Kelly's team. They probably could have won the whole thing if he would have stayed. I mean, he's got to go back to the Pac-12, and he's got to recruit California, like you said, and get his team back to dominance. I mean, he can turn UCLA into a top 10 program each year, you know, in 2 years, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think UCLA should open up the checkbook for Chip Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's something they should do, and he can win at UCLA. He can win, he can win a lot at UCLA.
Yes,
I think he'd be an idiot to go to Florida. He might go to Florida, though. I mean, who the fuck knows? Maybe he's off his rocker. He said some stupid shit on ESPN earlier this year when he said Notre Dame was a top 3 team. Then everyone at ESPN started agreeing with him. Maybe they should have listened to the More of the Beer Bottle QBs podcast.
Seriously.
But
he's an idiot, though. He's not a good analyst. He's a good college football coach, but he's a terrible analyst.
He's a bad analyst. I think we recapped that pretty well. Chip Kelly, dumbass if he goes to Florida. Tennessee, dumbasses if they hire Gruden. So.
Yeah. Do you think Tennessee, if they can get Chip, do you think they just get Scott Frost immediately? Do you think
Scott
they just
Frost?
Sign him?
Oh, I mean, I you'd probably give him a shot, but Nebraska's looking like they're gonna be getting rid of Riley, and that, like, Scott Frost is probably next man up there. He's already said, like, he's come out and commented and said, and actually, I don't remember where I read this, but this was a couple of weeks ago, but I comically laughed, and I wish we had brought this up to Pete when we interviewed him on the podcast. But literally he said that Nebraska, they need to go back to their ways. You can win with Nebraska talent. There's good players in Nebraska. And I just wanted to start laughing my ass off.
No, there's not good players in Nebraska.
In this day in college football, like, you cannot win by only recruiting Nebraska. Like, just can't.
Oh, my God. You will get murdered every single year. You can't recruit just one state. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean,
like, Texas Tech is proving that if you just recruit Texas, you still can't win.
Well, I could recruit Dallas and Houston exclusively, and I could win a national championship. But that's beside the point. There is enough talent in Dallas and Houston every single year to be able to win a national championship.
Well, yeah, if you can get every single one of them. But
not even every single
competing.
One. If you can get half of them, there's like five kids. Five kids from DeSoto and five kids from Cedar Hill every fucking year that go play D1. There's five kids from Manville. There's 10 kids from fucking Manville. 2 years ago, Manville and Houston, their starting and their backup quarterback went to go play Division I college football on the same fucking team.
Jeez. And also you got Katie that sends like 5 or 6 a year.
Yeah, you have the white boys that can play football on Katie and the running back that they recruit from elsewhere. I mean, you just have – you have a population, what, Houston's 6 million people. Dallas is 3-4 million some odd people.
Right.
Giant cities. The best football – best high school football in the nation, and I will fight anyone who says differently – Yes, they're fucking wrong. Close. Florida and California football can go suck a dick because they're not as good as Texas high school football. I can never, win a national championship with recruits from Dallas and Houston.
Let's do it.
If I ever get rich enough to get back into coaching and like do what that guy at Coastal Carolina is doing, where he was like president of Citibank and then quit his job to go coach, if I can ever do that, I'll win a national championship with
kids just from Houston and Dallas. And
Dallas, yeah.
Where
I won't even recruit. I won't even recruit anywhere else. No, I mean, I'd have to be somewhere bigger than that. I'd have to pull the USC, the Florida Gulf Coast basketball coach move and go from a small school to a big school.
USC.
It'd be like a 10-year process, but I would only recruit from Dallas and Houston just to prove a point.
I love it.
But all right, so that wraps up Coaching Carousel. Let's move on to an exciting slate of college football. It's rivalry week.
It is rivalry week. So you know big week.
You know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah. TCU versus the Baylor Bears, baby. Let's go. Rivalry.
Yeah, I was just going to say Baylor still sucks, but that works too.
Baylor still sucks.
Baylor still sucks. Our favorite recurring segment.
Hey, what's their record like?
They have officially made it to double-digit losses.
They have.
They're one win to Kansas.
Is it official yet? It's official. Okay.
It's official. They are 1-10.
Jeez. What? There's only one school that could deserve that, and it's really is Baylor.
Yeah,
I mean, they deserve every loss they get for the next 10 years. They deserve every single one of it.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, they suck. All right, so we have some huge games on the slate this week. No need to waste more time on the shitty Baylor Bears. Let's roll with the big one, the one everyone's going to be talking about, Alabama-Auburn. What do you think?
Bag ball, right? No, Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl.
Iron Bowl. Egg Bowl's that old Miss.
The old Miss Mississippi State. Yeah. I was about to say, what the fuck is the Egg Bowl? And then it hit me. I was like, oh, that stupid
Mississippi. The Iron Bowl. The stupid SEC has to name every fucking game they play. Like, seriously. It's like, this week it's the Sal Mason Dixon Jacksonville Trophy Championship.
Oh, yeah. This
Kentucky
one
versus Idaho or some shit like that. But we've got a great game. Sweet, man.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, honestly, I think Auburn has a shot to win this game because Alabama's so banged up.
Yeah, oh, they're so injured. Like, everyone's hurt.
I don't want Auburn in any way to win this football game, but I think they have a legitimate shot, honestly.
Yeah, they have a great shot.
Which is like throw the entire playoff picture into fucking limbo, and who knows where teams will end up. God knows what will happen. But hey, I mean, I'm taking, like, if the spread's anywhere reasonable, like 7 or over, I'm taking Auburn. Like, have to.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah.
I don't think this game is won by more than a touchdown.
No, I think it's going to be a field goal.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a close one. It's going to be a pick 'em. It's a great one. So let's move on to another historic rivalry. I'm glad that the historic rivalries have some significance this year. Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan, are they good, though? Is Michigan good? Answer that question first.
Are they? Because
I don't think so. I think they're bad.
They're not very good, but they are good enough to upset this Ohio State team.
I want Ohio State to lose to Michigan so bad because I'm so sick.
Oh, I'm all on the Harbaugh. If Harbaugh's going to pull something out of his ass, it's this game. This is one of those games. This is like a Pete Carroll Harbaugh matchups when it was USC Stanford, and like Stanford didn't have they already had two losses or something, and USC was undefeated and they went in and beat them. Like, it's one of those
Toby Gerhardt running the football.
Exactly. Like, it's one of those arch rivalry games, and like, I hope Harbaugh just stirs it up in the press conference this week, talks shits about Urban Meyer's not being able to hack it as a football guy, didn't drink enough milk, that's why I had to leave Florida. But that's what I want. That's what I want to see. And I mean, I think it's going to be beautiful.
I want to see some Harbaugh antics, man. I want to see him just coming out in like a yellow Lamborghini to the game or something, do all that crazy shit that we're used to Harbaugh doing, man.
Oh, he needs to pull it out. I haven't gotten to see enough Harbaugh this year because Michigan hasn't been good. Who are you picking?
I'm going to take Ohio State. I think Ohio State, even though I want Michigan to win, I'm taking Ohio State just because I don't think Michigan is a good football team at all this year. I think they were way overhyped to start the year. I think their defense is pretty soft, and their quarterback play is abysmal.
I'm going the opposite on this one. I'm taking Michigan. I think Michigan's going to get it. I think this is like – it's at Michigan. Ohio State has not played great on the road.
Their big wins have
come at home. I mean, in some games they haven't played that great at home either. Their Oklahoma loss. But, yeah. I don't think Iowa's that good. Like, Iowa's just turned out to be another average team.
Yeah, I mean,
a bunch of white boys. I think Michigan can run the football all over Ohio State and not even have to pass the fucking thing.
Good. That would be good for Michigan. That's because they can't pass it. So, I mean,
yeah.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. And also, who's going to even play quarterback for Michigan?
Don't know. Don't care. I don't think they're going to throw the ball.
Just wildcat the whole time.
I'm not even going to look it up. It's not even worth my time because he's made throw the ball 12 times.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not far off.
And if he throws the ball more than 12 times, I'll be questioning the play calling.
Yes.
But all right, we've covered the old-fashioned, the old-timey ones. Actually, we have one more. Notre Dame at Stanford for hopefully the final push that would eliminate Notre Dame from the top 10 and out of our fucking minds. I'm going for Stanford in this one. What do you
think? I'm going Stanford too, man.
I think they're hot kind of right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're playing well. They've won two in a row, beat Washington. I mean, they're a grind-out, slugfest kind of type of team. So I love the opportunity.
They're going to run – Bryce Love is going to run the ball straight down Notre Dame's throat, and I don't think they have the playmakers on defense to even stop them.
No, I agree. Especially in – like, Notre Dame certainly didn't look great against Navy last week. No one's really talking about that in the college football playoffs. I listened to Joey Galloway and Kirk Herbstreit suck each other off for 15 minutes at like 7 p.m. waiting to see what the college football playoff rankings were. I almost committed suicide because it was that fucking painful. But I made it out alive. But I'm going with Stanford. I'm going hard and heavy right down their throats. Stanford win. Let's go.
Well, you know, I already know who you're picking in this game, so we don't really even have to, you know, talk about it. But we've got Wazoo versus Washington.
Woo!
Night game. Finally, they play at a normal damn time. They play at 7 o'clock. Finally, for one time, they play at a normal time.
The Apple Cup, baby. I don't know what the fuck that looks like. I'm Googling it right now because I want to see it. But great trophy name. It's kind of stupid, but like the fact that they've kept it for this long, I'm looking at the logo. It's like, it's literally, it says the 110th Apple Cup, and it's an Apple fucking football helmet. Is that the actual trophy? Do they have a trophy?
I don't know if they have a trophy.
Maybe this is just some knockoff logo.
Hell of a game.
I'd love to hear the story. I'm sure ESPN will talk for half the game about what the story of the Apple Cup is and why it's significant to our, to all the viewers at home, and then not really talk about the game.
No.
But, yeah, I'm all in on Wazoo. You know that.
Wazoo. I love it.
The Pac-12 championship game where they're going to take it home against USC. That's what I want. That's what I want, baby.
That's what I want. They got to get through Washington, and I think they will. Mike Leach. I mean,
Mike
shit.
Leach Nation.
I like Wazoo in this one. I mean, Luke Fox finally hitting his stride a little bit here. I think they finally got their offense, you know, back to where they had it at the beginning of the year when they were just rolling teams. So hopefully they can go out and just take care of Washington and
coming off a week off as well.
Go get us a Pac-12 championship.
Coming off a week off as well, which is phenomenal for them. Like, that's game changer. That rest is.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks to prepare.
Especially at the end of the season.
A little bit of time. I mean, especially at the end of the season.
Yeah, bye week at this time is amazing. I mean, you get players back from injury. You get, you know, to heal up. And I mean, they're going to come out firing. This is going to be a fun one.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one. I love it. Love it. All right, now let's talk a little bit outside of the big conferences. It's actually a big game that no one's talking about. USF versus UCF, a one-loss team versus an undefeated team, a battle for the pride of Florida this year besides Miami. What do you think about it? I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
I mean, this might be the best game of the week, to be honest with you. This might be go down. I mean, South Florida's, you know, strength is their defense. UCF's strength is their offense. It's just, you know, an old-timey battle. That's what it's going to be.
Hold your horn, though. Their strength is their defense, but they can put up some fucking points. They have scored under 30 points twice this year.
Right.
Twice. Once to Houston, they scored 24, Tulsa 20. Every other game, they have 30-plus. They dropped 61 on ECU. Their offense can play as well. I mean, this is going to be a hell of a game.
It is.
A hell of a matchup. It's at UCF for all the fucking glory. I'm raging with the Bulls. Go in with South Florida.
Let's go,
the
South
upset
Florida.
City.
Charlie Strong.
Charlie Strong, redemption tour. I like him better than that bitch-ass Scott Frost who wants to go to Nebraska and be terrible for the rest of his life. I'm honestly not a huge Scott Frost fan. I don't know why. Something runs me wrong. He's probably too in shape. That may be
it. I think it's the whole Nebraska thing. I think he has these unbelievable expectations of going back to Nebraska.
The Nebraska thing got under my skin for some reason because I don't think they're ever going to be a winning program again. But hey, good for him. If he's smart, he'll take any other job in the world and go be successful and win a lot of football games. If he wants to be 6-5 on his best year or 6-6 in his best years, he can go to Nebraska and play boring football.
Yeah, go have fun, man.
All right. What you want to talk about West Virginia, Oklahoma? You think there's any shot West Virginia bounces back and wins?
Nah, Will Grier's out. I mean, Will Grier having surgery on his hand. I think they definitely had a shot if Grier was going to play, but without him, I mean, they've got I think it's a freshman making his first start ever. I think OU's just going to
cruise. The offense looked bad against Texas.
Yeah, bad.
Pretty bad. Couldn't score any points. So
I think they scored all their points with Grier in the game, and then once he left, I don't think they scored anything.
You're going to see every trick play in the fucking world by West Virginia. But I mean, the only thing I can think of is if Lincoln Riley, for some reason, like sits Baker Mayfield for an entire half or something because of his antics or whatever last week and yada, yada, yada. Honestly, if we're talking about the antics of Baker, not that bad.
Right.
He kind of just grabbed his dick and when the Kansas players were talking shit. Like, I'm okay with that. He told the Kansas fans to go watch basketball. I think that's valid as well. Kansas sucks at football. Go watch basketball.
He's sucking at football.
he was just tossing it out. I don't think there's anything that bad with it. I saw the Big 12 Conference came out with a formal reprimand, which I thought was the softest fucking thing in the world.
That's stupid.
Bob Bowlesy, let your fucking balls hang and either suspend him or don't fucking say shit.
I know.
Like, you just
suspend
like
him. Like, what? If Baker Mayfield was black, he would get suspended. I hate to say it, but you know it's true, Blake.
I don't know.
I think it's true.
I think if Baker Mayfield's not a quarterback, he gets suspended. And this year for Oklahoma, I don't think anyone who plays quarterback or is crucial to their offense gets suspended for grabbing his nuts on the sideline.
That's true.
But like Bob, my whole thing is Bob Bowlesy, just don't even fucking say anything. Like,
just,
no one
just
fucking
leave
cares
it alone.
About your opinion about it's great that you reprimanded him, OU. Thank you, Bob Bowlesy. Now go fuck yourself in your useless job where you don't do shit. All right. Yeah, I think that about covers it all. Georgia at Georgia Tech. Clemson at South Carolina. Clemson at South Carolina is actually intriguing now that I think about it.
Yeah, South Carolina plays good defense.
They do, and the Muschamp, this could be like a marquee signature win for him to go beat Clemson. I'm not sure they have enough firepower to do it offensively, but I mean, I'm not going to put it out of the realm of possibilities.
In a weird game after Thanksgiving, anything can happen.
Agreed.
Anything can happen, and you know, South Carolina's been quietly having a great year. They've got a shot. Not a big one, but they got a shot.
Agree. And then Georgia at Georgia Tech. rivalry game. Georgia didn't look so hot against Auburn. Came out, beat the shit out of Kentucky. It'll determine if they can play offense and if they can stop the triple option.
Yeah, you got to stop the triple option. That's about it. I mean, if you can stop the triple option, they're screwed.
If they get gashed for a couple and the offense gets going for Georgia Tech, it could be a long day. But
long, long day, just like what Duke did to them. Just smashed them.
All right, let's roll to the only podcast that gives you a top 10 rankings. Finish it up right. All right, CJ, top four, we're just going to rip them off. We're going to go quick through it.
All right, here we go. Number one, Miami.
Love it.
That's who I've got.
Love it.
Number two, I've got your Wisconsin Badgers.
Woo!
Undefeated football team. Man.
Damn, okay.
Finishing it up this week. At three, I've got the Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay.
And at number four, I've got Clemson Tigers.
Oh,
no Alabama.
No Bama. I love it.
They're too banged up, man. They're not a top four team with all these injuries.
That is aggressive, and I fucking love it. All right, I'm ripping Miami 1, Oklahoma 2,
ooh,
Alabama
I like
3, Wisconsin 4.
Love it.
Got to. You got to throw. Wisconsin's got to be in there right now.
They have to be.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What 5, 6, 7? Let's hear it.
All right. 5. I got Bama.
Okay.
6. I've got Georgia.
Okay.
7. Auburn.
There we go.
8. I've got TCU.
Got it.
9. I've got USC.
Okay.
And 10. I've got Washington State.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I do not think Ohio State is a top 10 football team after getting murdered by Iowa.
Murdered.
Who's very average.
Hey, I mean, it's hard to argue that right now. It is hard to argue that. All right, so I got 5 Clemson, 6 Auburn,
ooh,
7 Georgia, 8 TCU, 9 Washington State, 10 Ohio State.
Okay.
I think you have to put Ohio State in there because at this point, if they win out, they're the first two-loss team in besides Auburn right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Which like is
that's
sad
true.
To say because I don't think they deserve to be there, but they're going to get in as the first two-loss team besides Auburn. Like
yeah.
It's going to happen. Notre Dame, they will jump Notre Dame with the conference championship and all that. Like, and it's like all the politics behind it, Ohio State will slide up in there. So you got to put them at the top 10 because they're certainly in striking distance. USC's just out because I think I see Washington State winning the Pac-12. TCU, I mean, I really want to put TCU higher, but after how we played against OU, we got to do something big.
Yeah.
We have to win big against Baylor. God, if we don't win against Baylor, I don't even want to come down for the Big 12 championship anymore.
No.
Just kidding. But I think I like TCU in the rematch against Oklahoma, but like it's hard to put that out there right now.
It is.
So we'll talk about it more. Hopefully we'll have things nice and a little bit clearer picture for the people. You got any closing remarks?
It should clear up soon.
It should.
We're getting to the end of the season. I mean, there's only 2 games left.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right, dude. I think that we're still the only podcast that ranks the top 10 teams in the nation.
The only
it's
podcast
crazy.
That does its own college football playoff rankings. You heard it here first. These are the real college football playoff rankings, as we all know. But yeah, I'm excited for another great week of college football. Everyone enjoy your Thanksgiving holidays.
Yeah.
Quick bonus segment. Top 3 Thanksgiving foods, CJ.
Number one, you got to go mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, love it.
Number two, I'm going stuffing.
Love it.
And number three, this is a wild card for you, ham.
Ham. Oh, a little ham steak. Number one is Lila Beckelman's, my beautiful mother's broccoli rice casserole. Delicious. Could eat that shit for days. Number two, I like the mashed potatoes, but you got to throw some cheese on top. Some melted cheese instead of the gravy. Yeah. And then number three is stuffing with gravy.
Yes. Good call.
And that's your
gravy
that's your,
on everything. That's there you go. Gravy on everything.
Whew, gravy on everything. Agreed. You get your plate, you sprinkle it around the top, throw a little bit of that's the sprinkles on everything. All right. That was your bonus segment. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Go follow the Twitter at BeerBottleQBs. What am I saying? If you haven't followed it already, you're probably not gonna follow it anyways.
Exactly.
But we have a new logo, so we look legit now.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, people.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have some beers for us.